You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Black men, Japan needs you. Japan is calling specifically for black men. I know you are saying why, Tasha. They say they need babies, and black men tend to make a lot of them. After South Korea proposed last week $75,000 per baby that a family has, Japan is in desperate need, okay? And they are calling all black men, specifically immigrants, to come and impregnate their women so that they can save their dying population. I don't understand because, you know, black men were once and still is on the inner side of the line, which means their lives, I mean, what are you going to guarantee us if we send our men over there to help save you? Could you imagine? Think about this. After everything they put us through, everything, y'all trying to take these men out. Now you need them to repopulate the earth? The United States is responsible for what's going on over there in Japan. Why should we be held responsible? And get this, they ain't even paying no money to do it. They're just saying, please, please, black men, immigrants, please come have babies with our women. Here's the thing. We're going to need to run some tests because it could be from what happened years ago as to why their population is down. You know what I'm saying? That stuff's still in the soil. It's still in the air. You already know what I'm talking about. What's that white man name that thought it was a genius idea to create the biggest bullet in the world? Oppenheimer. Yeah, that's his name. So why is it that, you know, y'all called him this, y'all called him that, you enslaved and you did this, and now you ain't calling for white men. You ain't calling for... You calling for... to come save your community. And I'm going to go over there and I'm going to start me a negotiation firm over there in Asia and stuff. And I'm going to have black men come breed with them, but they're going to get benefits. They're going to get lifetime protection from any type of child support if they decide to leave and don't want to stay in these here countries. They're going to be set for life, which means anything that these kids bring, it is going to come back directly to the black family, which means if I send Sheck over there to breed, right? Let's just say hypothetically I sent him over there on a contract breeding, anything that these kids inherit is going to come back to us. The same way they do it with these, you know, we used to be slaves on this land out here, and anything that we work, you know what I'm saying? They own and went back to their family. We going to start sending it back to Africa, back to the black families. That's the type of contract I need if you need this sperm. Because this one ain't dying. We going to get our kickbacks out of here. Moving on.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I must say, I am a tad bit disappointed with every male content creator who talked about Japan and inviting black men specifically to come impregnate Japanese women. Oh, I am sorely disappointed. Why? Because not one of those content creators actually brought forth an article to actually back up the claim. Now, where this originated from was a video from Tasha K. And of course, we know she is definitely one of those shock jocks. Now, would she have actually done the deep dive to do the research? No. It was something meant to kind of rile up black men. Brothers, we can't fall for things like this. We have to do research into the topic before putting out the video. So I decided, you know what? I had seen this article before, both of these articles. However, I'm going to go ahead and break it down thoroughly. So this might be a longer form video, which I don't really like to do. But in this case, I will make an exception because the truth has to be put forward. Now, the first article, the article from Japan, you have to understand the source where the article came from. Now, this article was put out by Sora News 24. And of course, back when me and the meat sack were on better terms and actually living together, this article came out and it was published on the 1st of April, 2018. So we had a discussion and we both were like, this is an April Fool's joke. Now, with her being Japanese, of course, she let me know the skinny on the news source itself. Yeah, Sora News 24 tends to put out articles like this. Joke articles, gag articles. Yeah, they're kind of like the Bee or the Onion or the Guardian. Yeah, a lot of the articles that they put out are not meant to be taken seriously. So let's go ahead and dive into this article, like I said, that was put out on the 1st of April, 2018. To combat declining birth rate, Japan begins to offer, quote unquote, breeding visas to foreigners. Yeah, right out of the gate, people should have picked up, okay, yeah, that doesn't sound too real. Japan's rapidly declining aging population and declining birth rate has been a problem for decades now. That is true. There have been several attempts by the government to try and alleviate the issue, but so far, none have met with much success. The same thing in Korea. However, we know what the problem truly is over here. And I'm going to talk about it because a lot of people don't want to talk about it. However, one upcoming strategy may finally prove successful. It comes from the Japanese government's Accelerated Family Bureau, which recently announced that starting later this year, they will begin issuing, quote unquote, breeding visas to residents of foreign countries. According to plans put forth by the AFB, breeding visas will be offered similarly to tourist, work, and family visas. However, breeding visas will have their process expedited, typically available after one business day. Right there, you should have known. Okay, this is definitely a fake article. And applicants will receive reimbursement on all travel expenses incurred. Holders of breeding visas will be required to provide evidence of at least one pregnancy that they helped induce, either in themselves or for females, or in a Japanese citizen for male. Those unable to do so will have to pay a fine of no less than 50,000 yen, about $475, upon departure. Yeah, that was quite hilarious. You came all the way over here. You can perform the deed, so you got to pay on your way out. The AFB plans to issue breeding visas with stay durations of 1 week, 1 month, and a special one-day, one-night stand version that comes with extra bonuses unknown at the time. In order to apply for a breeding visa, foreign residents will have to go to a Japanese consulate or embassy, fill out paperwork to ensure that they meet the eligibility requirements. While the details are still being worked out, applicants are required to be at least 21 years old, be in good physical and mental health, and have scored at least Chunin level on the official Naruto certification exam. Once again, gentlemen, this was all a big fucking joke. Some have criticized breeding visas, saying that they should be only be available to foreign males, since the visa does not require female recipients to give birth to their quote-unquote breeding visa child in Japan and raise them there. However, the criticisms were quickly silenced once the detractors realized what they were saying. So what do you think? Will you be picking up a breeding visa of your own? Let us know in the comments, and remember to have a happy April Fool's Day. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. That little bit of research right there would have stopped a lot of guys from putting out their videos talking about Japan is requesting specifically for black men to come and impregnate their women. Nowhere in that article did it specifically say black men, black American men. No, no, no. Now, here is the article for South Korea. Once again, yes, South Korea does have a drastically declining birth rate. Now, this article was published on the 6th of February of this year. A South Korean firm is offering to pay its workers $75,000 each time they have a baby. So, when Tasha K put her video out, she made it sound like the entire South Korean government was offering $75,000. Nope, it was one company and just one company. A South Korean company is ready to pay millions of dollars to help fix the country's abysmally low birth rate. Booyong Group, a construction firm based in Seoul, plans to pay employees 100 million Korean won, about 75,000 US, each time they have a baby. And it said in a press release Monday, it will also pay a total of 7 billion Korean won, 5.25 million in cash to employees who have had 70 babies in 2021, the company added. The benefit is available to men and women, a company spokesperson told CNN. At 0.78 in 2022, South Korea has the world's lowest fertility rate, which indicates the average number of children a woman will have in her lifetime. And that ratio is expected to drop further to 0.65 in 2025, according to official forecasts from Statistics Korea. The data underscores the demographic time bomb that South Korea and other East Asian nations are facing as their societies rapidly age just a few decades after the dramatic industrialization. Many European nations also face dying populations, but the speed and impact of that change is mitigated by immigration. Countries like South Korea, Japan, and China, however, have shied away from mass immigration to tackle the decline in their working age populations. Booyong's group chairman, Lee Jung Kyun, said the money is offering direct financial support to its employees to help ease the monetary burden of raising children. employees with three babies will be given an option to choose between receiving 300 million won, about 225,000 US, in cash or rental housing if the government provides land for construction, he added at a company event on Monday. Quote unquote, I hope we would get recognized as a company that contributes to encouraging births and worry about the country's future, Lee told his employees. Booyang Group was founded in 1983 and has since built over 270,000 homes, according to the company's website. The South Korean government and other private companies already offer financial perks to encourage people to have more children, but none of the scale of Booyang's benefits. Similar programs also exist in China, which has seen its population decline for two straight years. Last year, ChinasTrip.com, one of the world's largest online travel agencies, said workers who have been with the company for at least 3 years will receive an annual bonus of 10,000 yuan, or $1,376, for each new born child every year for the child's first birthday until they reach the age of five. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. Both articles broken down. Now, let's go back to Tasha K's video. Like I said, gentlemen, listen to how she says what she says. Yeah, she literally makes it sound like black women are owning black men, and that we're going to be used as beasts of burden to get money for them. Oh yeah, you know, I'm going to go over there and this, that, and the other. Shut up. See, this is another reason why the world looks at the American black man as completely and totally weak. And you know what? We brought it on ourselves. However, fellas, do not be discouraged in actually traveling to Japan or South Korea. But there was not a single call to action specifically for American black men. So that's already busted. That rumor is busted. But as we all know, there's an old saying, a lie makes it around the world twice before the truth gets out of bed. But gentlemen, this right here is simply the truth. There was never a call specifically for American black men. Now, be it that I lived in Japan for close to 10 years in the Navy, yes, there are a lot of Japanese women who do fancy black men. But so far as I think one of the big problems with us black men, we want the entire society to like us. That's never going to happen. All you need is one. One Japanese woman that fancies you. One Japanese woman that says, okay, I'm willing to get on your program. That's all you need. But we have this insatiable desire to be liked by everybody. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, in the event that you are able to go to Japan, look, I would say learn the culture. Learn the culture of any country that you go to. Try to learn a little bit of the language. Now, we all know, American black women, yeah, they're still going to be over here doing whatever the hell they're going to do. We know this. We see this every day. Women like, you know, Tasha K, whatever. That woman is over in Africa. married to an African man. So this is something that is not even in her wheelhouse. But as we all know, when it comes to the American Black woman, they absolutely thrive off of drama. Yeah. Yep. Yep. We know this. Drama, drama, drama. Seriously, it's like they wake up in the morning. What kind of drama can I start? What kind of drama can I get into? How can I make somebody else's life as miserable as mine? But hey, that's neither here nor there. But all in all, gentlemen, yeah, that was all bullshit what she said. Now, yes, there is an abysmally low birth rate in both countries. However, we all know why there is an abysmally low birth rate in both of those countries, and why the birth rate over here is actually tanking as well. We know why, but guess what? Nobody wants to talk about it. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm in the shadow realm anyway. I've been shadow banned into oblivion. So guess what? I got nothing to lose. You know the reason why the birth rate is declining around the world? Two simple words. Women's empowerment. Yep. I know some people would say, well, RPM, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm glad you asked. So many countries, unfortunately, think about this. Damn near every country that has aligned itself with America in some way, shape, or form is going through a birth rate decline. Yeah. Now, I will admit, Tasha K was right about that part. America is responsible for what's going on in these countries. Why? Because if you have a treaty with America, you have to empower the women. That way you don't get sanctioned. Yeah. See, nobody wants to talk about that. So, yes, feminism, unfortunately, was part of that deal. And unfortunately, far too many women have gotten too big for their britches and said, you know what? I'm gonna believe that I can have it all too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the big problems, especially here in America, in the West, you got too many old women that have aged out that are bitter because they didn't get what feminism promised them. So what do? They spread their misogyny and misery to the younger women because they're still trying to compete with the younger women. Oh, yeah. But nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, these old, bitter women, in my humble opinion, they need to go off somewhere. Once they've aged out, once they've hit menopause, yeah, it's like the crazy dream that I had that, as you all know, whenever I put that video up, it gets instantly yanked and I get a channel strike. But yeah, in that video, I said, listen, you know, all these old, bitter women who've aged out, who can't reproduce, maybe they should be shipped off to an island somewhere. Let them fend for themselves. But oh no, 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 no. As long as they're able to spend money, as long as they're able to consume, yeah, we're going to keep them around. Yeah, gentlemen, we all know the truth. Nobody wants to speak about it. But yet, and still, gentlemen, it's still your fault. Get the hell out of Dodge with this one. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Share this video. Because the truth, like I said, needs to be put out. Unfortunately, far too many content creators, they jumped on this and they ran with it without fact checking. They did not bring anything to say, you know what? This substantiates what she's talking about. This substantiates what I'm talking about. So here it is. Me and my little channel have brought the truth about the situation. Once again, gentlemen, yes, there is a severe birth rate decline in both countries. No, Japan did not offer breeding visas specifically for black men. Yes, South Korea is offering $75,000, but it's only for one group and the workers in that specific company. So, what do we get to, gentlemen? Exactly. Trust, but verify. Verify, verify. It is what it is. However, the idea of immigration, that's not going to work. Why? Because Japan, South Korea, China, they are all homogeneous societies. So they're not too keen on immigration. Unlike over here, where, oh yeah, all these Western countries, oh, we need more immigrants. Once again, instead of actually solving the root of the problem, nope, we're going to go ahead and just bring in more men. Yeah, that's not going to work, because we see what's happening, especially over here with the influx of migrants and the crime that's happening. Hey, once again, gentlemen, it is what it is. And for you women out there who think, oh, you know what? I'm just going to not have babies and all that stuff. Cool. Cool. However, you get the society that you get as a result. So you better understand this, ladies, the power you think you have in quote unquote exercising the 4B movement, which I made a video stating how that actually failed in South Korea back when it was first introduced. That's going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to quote unquote maintain your power and still try to force your will upon men, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, gentlemen, yes, women are the gatekeepers to sex. However, men are the gatekeepers to commitment and relationship. And you still have women out here talking about they want relationships. But guess what? Ultimately, men, you are the prize. And they know it and they hate it. So yeah, gentlemen, you see it. Society's burning. Guess what? It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.